Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis. The old Trailblazer coming back to your home this morning, bringing you another message from God's Word.
But I have a gracious song queued up for you, one of our radio choir songs. Now, and I want to play that for you, and then we'll get started in our message again.
We have a radio Bible and book room here at the church, and we have good sound gospel books. We have the old Puritan writers, because our preaching is puritanic by nature. That's what we profess here, to preach the old doctrines, the old truths. And we have many, many books on hand by those late divines, Spurgeon, Bonar, Whitfield, John Wesley, all of those, Bunyan, John Bunyan, John Calvin, Knox, so many of them. And we just recently published a little catalog, and we'd like to send it to you. If you'd write us, we'd send it to you free in the mail. And maybe you'd be interested in where you could find some good sound books. We've been bringing you a series of studies on the grace of God, showing you all of those things that flows from the throne of God's grace. And we're coming down to the end of our studies. We may have one or two more. We're looking today at the effect of the gospel on the hearts of sinners. Have you ever been touched by the gospel, my friend? These studies on the grace of God, have they meant anything to you? Can you go along with us as we bring these messages speaking of God's grace? Do you know anything about the grace of God? Or are you like a lady that told me one time, I mentioned, well, by grace I'm what I am. She said, well, I don't know who grace is. I said, no. I'm into my heart. I said, no, she doesn't really know who grace is. She recently died and went on out into eternity. If the Lord never saved her, never opened her heart, went out to be eternally lost. Oh, my friend, it just hurt me to know that she had went out into eternity, never having been awakened to her lost condition. But let's listen, would you? The religious world today knows very little about the grace of God, just as that lady. She said, well, I don't know who grace is. She's kind of making light of me because I was an awakened sinner and so forth. But listen, I keep calling your attention to the fact that the vast majority of the religious world today knows nothing except the doctrine of believingism or decisionism. That's the foundation truth in the average Protestant church that you go to today. When you go to church this Sunday, you perk up your ears and listen and see. If they don't believe and preach believingism, which means just come on, trust Jesus as you are, no repentance there. What do they do with repentance? What do they do with the doctrine of repentance? The Bible says, except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. If you have a believingism in your church or easy believingism church without any repentance, where does that leave you? Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And then that decisionism, just making the decision, they say it's up to you. You have a free will and you can choose to come to Christ. Well, no, my friend, you can't. You have a free will, but it's only free to choose a sin. That's right. No sinner can come to Christ except the Lord called him. All of this is believing without repentance and decisionism without Christ, which is nothing more or less than a work of the flesh. It's all we see today. Basically, it's flesh. Flesh, flesh. We see so much flesh. And it's not the grace of God. Believingism started sweeping this country about 100, 120 years ago. And today it's so streamlined until it's resulted largely in just getting members into churches. Now let me tell you what folks do. You have the average Protestant church. They are a member of some hierarchy, some denominational headquarters. and they send them a quota every year or every quarter, and this is what you must fill. You must get 50 new members or 20 new members if it's a small church, or 100 new members if it's... And then the preacher has to set about, like a salesman trying to reach his quota for his commission. That's right. They dictate and dominate what you're supposed to do, my friend. We here at the Old Trailblazer, we don't have those things. We don't ask anyone to join this church. We don't try to make a proselyte out of anyone. We ask you, have you ever been saved? Do you know the Lord? Someone asked me recently, said, how do you get to be a member of this church? I said, be here when church starts, Sunday morning for Bible school, worship hour, Wednesday night, Sunday night, be here. Just be here. You're a member. We don't keep a written roll of those folks who come here to church. No, we don't do that. That's all tommy rot, my friend. Listen, the average evangelist today teaches and practices that any method to lead a person to a decision for Jesus or to believe in Jesus is justified. They believe that the end justifies the means. It doesn't matter, my friend. They take these small children now, 7, 8 years old. The Sunday school teacher brings them to a decision. Don't you need to trust Jesus? Well, what's a 7-year-old going to do? Surely she'll tell the teacher she trusts Jesus. She believes that Jesus died because she's been told that. But it's the most appalling situation we've ever faced. It's the one thing. It's the only thing it is. It's bringing in the great apostasy. That's right. This world is apostatized so greatly as a result of all these false doctrines of believingism and decisionism. We have practically no awakening ministry today. That's what I'm telling you, folks. If you would, you listen to the average radio preacher on Sunday night after you get home from church. Listen, tune in there, cross your dial. You'll find one or two or three of these so-called evangelists bringing you God's message, they call it. They come down to the end and they say, now I want you to pray with me, pray this prayer. And there's two or three that's very popular. I hear them. And they say, now that's your prayer. You're saved. That's your prayer. Now I'm going to send you some helpful information and you sign it and send it back and send me some money with it. That's what they say, my friend. That's not knowing the Lord. Salvation is a deliverance from sin. How is that accomplished? By being washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, no, we don't see any awakening ministry today, do we? That's what we have here. Folks ask me, what do we preach? We preach that Christ died for sinners. We preach that the Holy Spirit comes to the sinner in his lost, undone state, awakens that sinner, probes his heart, shines the light of the gospel in there. We mean by awakening that preaching will awaken lost sinners to the realization of their part, of their ruined, lost, hell-deserving condition. Did you know every sinner outside of Christ is lost, ruined, and deserves hell? The saddest part of all this is that our seminaries, our Bible schools, and so forth, steer clear of an awakening ministry. That's right. They steer clear of it. And the sinner is awakened to it. And their whole ministry, their teaching is designed not to awaken. No, they're designed not to awaken a sinner, for they wouldn't know what to do, would you? No, we've had our folks here, some of them who were awakened and went back to their old home church, and they told their preacher they was lost and wanted to be saved. He didn't know what to do with them. He said that fool preacher down there has got you all stirred up. Listen, once a sinner is awakened to the realization that he's lost, there he can't make a mental decision. He finds that out. He can't make a mental decision for Christ and call it salvation. These Bible teachers and evangelists do not know what to do with those folks, as I said. This shows their utter blindness of our present-day religious system, which John calls satanic world order. That's what we have today, a satanic world order. Did you know Satan is in charge of most of our religious organizations today? The religious world order controlled by Satan. Then if there's any stirring of hearts, It is satanic conviction and not Holy Spirit conviction, because Satan controls largely the religious world. This is such a sad picture, a dark picture, but it's a true picture regardless of what you may say or think. You may deny the fact. You may say, oh, my preacher preaches this and my preacher preaches that. Would you ask him next Lord's Day, would you ask them, say, Pastor, would you tell the congregation today how the Lord saved you? And then you listen. Listen, would you? Would you find out if he was awakened to his lost condition one day and brought to see his soul worthless, undone condition? Or would he say that he was saved back there when he was 7 years old, 8 years old, or 9 years old, made a decision for Jesus? That's right. And then he's some Sunday school teacher or deacon or layman laid it on his heart, but he was a spiritual child. Maybe you ought to go on to the seminary. Listen, that's what happened. In the face of all of this, the preacher who has a born-again testimony and a message that awakens sinners is laughed at, made fun of, called hellfire and damnation preachers, called crazy, crackpot, speckled bird, all those things, as his name is rolled around in the gutter or the filth of the street. That's right. We understand that. He's called a disturber, like old Paul was. They said he disturbed the people. A divider, a troublemaker, and they say he gets folks all confused and such things as that. But if the sinner is never awakened, he never gets saved. It is the grace of God that awakens the sinner, my friend. Only the grace of God ever awakens the sinner. And I know here in this ministry, we're not popular. We're not a popular preacher. We don't have an auditorium full of folks every Sunday morning. You pass down the highway and you see one of these big churches with a high steeple, stained glass window, and the parking lot is so full you can't find another place to park. You can put it down. They're not preaching the gospel. The gospel that they preach attracts people. But the true gospel doesn't attract someone. Only the Lord can attract a sinner to come to a place where it's taught and preached that man is a sinner. That's right. Folks don't want to hear it. Christ said, I come not to send peace, but a sword, there in Matthew 10:34. The gospel does not divide. It just reveals the division that's already there. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, preached under the power of the Holy Spirit, reveals the human heart, what its condition is, and its deceitfulness, its wickedness, and its vileness and unbelief. On the day of Pentecost, in Acts 2:6 says, Now when this was noised, the multitudes came together and were confounded. And that word confounded means confused. And they were amazed, which means they were astonished or astounded. They could not understand what they saw. In Acts 2:12 says they were all amazed and were in doubt. Listen now. The expression in doubt means that they were perplexed. They did not know the way out. They did not know how to answer. This was the Holy Spirit convicting sinners. As we've said over and over again here, and it's true, the Holy Spirit conviction today is an ancient mystery. We're going to look at that in our next study, my friend, on the old Trailblazer broadcast. I wish you'd think much about your soul today. Don't argue with God's word. Don't fall out with me because I'm bringing you Thus Saith the Lord. Would you sit down and write and tell me what the Lord means to you? Could you do that, my friend? The Bible says that we are always ready to give an account of the hope that we have within us. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. One day the Lord picked me up off of the dunghill, brought me to see myself as a sinner, gave me a cry after the righteousness of God, and now my only aim and purpose and desire is to praise the Lord, to preach the gospel that others may come to know the Lord. My friend, I see hail from beneath moving to meet our people. I see our young folks here in this church, other churches. They don't want the gospel. They want to have a good time. They want to live like the devil and then go to heaven when they die. But that's not going to happen, my friend. No, sir. No. Salvation is a deliverance from sin. You can't get saved in your sin. You save from your sin. And it's a miracle of God's grace when the Lord ever awakens a poor soul to his lost condition. But it happens, one here and one there. It's like the old fisherman, just a pole line fisherman. And we're bringing you God's word, Thus saith the Lord, bringing it day by day, being faithful and true to God's word as he gives us grace. And we wish you'd sit down and write us, help us with the broadcast if you would. It takes money to bring these messages. But remember, this is the old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, bringing you God's message. And remember, our mailing address is Radio Missions,
Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785.
Goodbye. Let me hear from you.